93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is the Tay and Jay Show, Monday, March 21st. We bring on Director of Basketball Operations at the University of Illinois, Sean Harrington. And Sean, since we got off the air Friday, you guys had quite an eventful weekend. Your thoughts just overall on this weekend for Illini basketball?
It's always a crazy time of year. It's March Madness for a reason, and it's kind of a whirlwind. It was it's a fun time of year. There's no question about that. From the selection Sunday, when you see your name on the board, whether you're a one seed or a bubble team or a 16th seed, I think everyone gets excited when you see your name pop up there, and then the preparation begins. And then when you finally get out to your site and you got media and practice and there's other games going on all day on TV and just the excitement of the tournament and, it ends up being a real fun weekend.
And Friday night, I mean, wow. I was at a banquet and couldn't watch the first half. We get done, we flip on the score, and you guys are up like 22. And just what a big win that was for Illinois to beat UNLV Friday, right?
Yeah, if you weren't watching, we're going to ask you to do that more often then. Maybe you're giving us some bad vibes if you're watching the game or something. So, it was an incredible game, and especially the first half. We just really did a good job, handling some of their pressure and just really taking it to them right away. And, I don't know if UNLV really knew what hit them at first. And, we shot the ball well, but we also got a lot of open looks, and we really did a pretty good job defensively, too, so that was going to be a big key for us. And the first half of that game might have been the best half of basketball we played this year.
Illinois Director of Basketball Operations Sean Harrington joining us right now on the Illini Insider, brought to you by the Ryan Dallas Remax team. Make the right move with the Ryan Dallas team. And, Sean, did that surprise you guys as a coaching staff? That was a team, like you said, you were looking for all year.
Well, UNLV is a great team. There's no question about that. But just watching some of their games, they like the pressure, pick up a little bit of full court, and we got some athletic guys that like to get out and run, and we thought that could possibly play into our advantage a little bit if we could take care of the ball and break that initial wave of pressure, and that's exactly what we did. It was we thought the key to the game was going to be fast break points. UNLV gets a lot of them. And we felt like we needed to get some. And I think at the half, it was 12-0 fast break points. And I think even at one point, it might have been like 18-0 fast break points. So, we just wanted to win that part of the game, and we ended up dominating that part of the game.
And Sean, I mean, moving on to Kansas, I know the storyline was all about Coach Self and Coach Weber uniting in this game, playing against each other for the first time since Self moved on to Kansas. But looking at the game, it was just seemed like Kansas had that different talent level when it came to post players with the Morris twins. Just talk about how difficult they were to guard last night.
Yeah, I mean, when you go up against a one seed, they're a one seed for a reason. I think you look at the four number one seeds, I don't think any of them dropped out of the top five the entire year in the rankings. So they were obviously very good, very consistent. So when you go up against an opponent like that, you're going to need a special effort. And, I think there's no question we played very hard. They kind of jumped on us early. They had a good crowd there. We got a little shell-shocked kind of to start the game. But then we did a good job fighting and clawing our way back the whole first half to get it back to four. And, they did a really good job of just kind of holding us off. We could never tie it. We could never really get that run that, got them a little nervous. Every time we made a good run, they cut it to 3, 4, 5. It seemed like they answered with a bucket or two. So we could just never quite get over that hump.
And the effort, Sean, was definitely there for this Illini team. It's funny you mentioned that about getting close, never quite getting over the hump. I kind of started our show out today saying that. It just seems like sometimes when you play these teams that are a little bit better, maybe talent-wise, et cetera, that's kind of how the game plays out, isn't it? That you can get close sometimes, but it just takes that special shot or something big to happen to get you over the hump, and we just couldn't quite do it.
No, that's exactly right. When you go into a game against a team like Kansas, in your mind, you're thinking, we just need to stay close. We need to battle them, keep grinding. And then when it gets down to the last 5, 6 minutes, you know, you hope they get tight, the pressure's on them, and then you can make a play or two to kind of make a run to put you over the top. And we did a good job of staying with them the whole game. And I think it was like a 5-point lead with about 6.5 to go. I think we missed a three. You know, I would have cut it to two, and I think that might have been, you know, a bucket that really would have, you know, put the pressure on them, and maybe would have been a momentum changer for us. You know, you don't knock that down, and then they go down and get a bucket, and then after that, you just kind of can't quite get back into the game. So, you know, we were right there, kind of did what we wanted to do, and just couldn't pull it out at the end.
Illinois Director of Basketball Operations Sean Harrington joining us on the Illini Insider, brought to you by the Ryan Dallas Remax team. Make the right move with the Ryan Dallas team. And Sean, like you said, you just couldn't hit that shot. And one guy that really seemed to struggle last night, at least with a shot, I mean, his playmaking was solid, was Dimitri McCamey. What did you see out of him last night?
Well, yeah, he just wasn't able to knock down some shots. And he hit his first one. It was a deep three and with a guy kind of on him, the first bucket of the game for us. And you kind of had that feeling like, oh, it might be Dimitri's night here. You know, hopefully he's in a good little flow. And, you know, they did a really good job of kind of taking him out of the game scoring-wise. You know, I thought he still pushed the ball. And, you know, he had 7 assists, so he did a pretty good job of distributing. But, you know, to beat a team like Kansas, you know, you need your leading scorer to get some points on the board. I thought he did a good job, you know, distributing with the 7 assists, but unfortunately just couldn't get some of his shots to fall.
What did they do to frustrate him? He'd been on a roll. The last team he scored single digits against was Purdue and Lewis Jackson. Were they doing something similar to what Purdue did?
I just think they didn't really lose him, you know, a whole lot. And, you know, like I said, even the shot he hit, they were right on him. He hit a tough shot, you know, to start the game. So he just didn't get a whole lot of free looks. And, you know, Dimitri's definitely a guy that can get hot and get rolling if he can hit a couple. And, you know, he just did a really good job of just kind of staying with him and making sure he wasn't getting any freebies.
Well, Sean, you look at the box score. McCamey, 36 minutes. Tisdale, 35. Davis, 39. I mean, these seniors gave it their all in that last game and played tough, gritted it out. You saw it on Mike Davis's face when he came to the bench. You know, I mean, he grabbed the towel. He was emotional. I mean, it's tough, isn't it? I mean, you were there, and for these guys, they've endured so much in 4 years. It's just tough, right?
Yeah, it never really sits in until, you know, that last game when it is finally over. And, you know, it goes by really, really fast. You know, those 4 years just fly by. And, you know, I think senior year goes by even faster than, you know, any other year. So, you know, they played a lot of minutes. They've been very productive for us. So for 4 years, they've kind of, you know, been the guys that, you know, been the face of the team a little bit. And, you know, they gave a great effort for us. And the last few weeks, they've really played well and really played hard for us. And, you know, we always say leave it on the floor. And I think those four seniors can definitely say they left it on the floor there the last two games of the season in the NCAA tournament.
Illini Director of Basketball Operations Sean Harrington joining us right now. And Sean, a story that kind of hung over the team this weekend was the status of freshman Jeremy Richmond. Was this something that was based on one incident, or was this kind of a buildup going into this tournament?
No, it was just something with team rules that he did, and unfortunately it happened. He couldn't play in the NCAA tournament, and you know it would have been nice to have him out there, but. I think our guys definitely played well, you know, even in the absence of Jeremy.
Sure.
You don't know if he could have made a difference or not. Obviously, Friday we played about as good as, we could have played. And then again on Sunday, I think the effort was there for the team. So, they did a pretty good job of picking up the pace.
Do you think you guys did miss him, though, yesterday, especially on the inside?
Well, it's hard to say. I don't know if he would have been able to, stop some of the dunks that the Morris twins were kind of throwing down there at the end. They just kind of started to dominate inside. So, some of that was just, plays that the Morris brothers were making. You know, they just kind of took over the second half. I think it was really Taylor and the Morris brothers. I think we said they scored 30 out of their 40 points in the second half. So those three guys just really did a good job of taking over the game.
And, Sean, I know there's a lot of rumors out there about this whole thing. Do you guys expect him to be back on the team next year?
Oh, I would think so. You know, it's obviously early. You never know what kids are thinking, if he wants to try to test the NBA waters or what. But, yeah, we're just looking forward to a really good group of guys coming back next year. So, I think we're excited to start the year, just take off a week here. Being on spring break, and then we'll have all the guys back in for individuals starting up next week. And, that was a big thing for us last year to get back after it, to start going for the next year. And, we got a good group of young players coming back, and they're going to be really important for us to have success for next year.
Illinois Director of Basketball Operations Sean Harrington joining us on the Illini Insider, brought to you by the Ryan Dallas Remax team. Make the right move with the Ryan Dallas team. And, Sean, talking about the offseason, a lot of questions going into it. Are you excited, nervous to kind of figure out what this team has? You're losing three of your leading scorers with this senior bunch, a bunch that maybe gets criticized too often. But what are you looking forward to most out of this offseason?
Well, we got a lot of guys that are going to have an opportunity to step up, and that's going to be the biggest thing. Some guys didn't get as many minutes as they would hope, and now's the time where they can start really making improvements and strides to take over some minutes for next year. So, we got a good group of kids coming back. Obviously, we're going to miss the seniors a lot. They've done a lot for us for the past 4 years, but I think it's a great opportunity for our young guys here to really get going here in the spring and get ready for next season.
Sean, with Tisdale and Davis playing so many minutes this year, obviously Myers and Tyler Griffey didn't get a lot of time on the court, and Myers, a lot will argue that he really wasn't ready for that. But how tough is that now for them to take this monster step for next year to be the post presence for Illinois? I mean, you played ball. You know how you grew from your freshman to sophomore to junior, et cetera. How tough is that going to be for these two to make that step and be a presence for this team?
Well, it's you make a lot of improvements in the offseason, and that's where it happens. So, both of those guys, at times were able to get some minutes for us, so they did get some experience, but it wasn't major, contributions consistently. So, it's going to be important for both of them to have good off seasons. To start up here right away, getting to the weight room and just living there with Coach Jimmy Price, our strength coach, and just keep working on their skills. We can work with them here for the next month, but then in the summer they're kind of on their own. So it's going to be really important for them to, grab each other and take each other into the gym and work out. And, our strength coach can work with them all summer. So it's going to be important for them to just kind of be Jimmy's best friend and put on some weight and just continue to get stronger and quicker for next year.
Sean, how's your work schedule change this week?
How's the work schedule change? What you're doing, your activities just switch a little bit. So we're still working here in the office. You start doing some scheduling things and trying to work out some stuff already for next year. And it is spring break, so maybe I can flip out and hit the driving range once or twice here.
There you go. Well, we might have to join you. But Sean, we appreciate you joining us all season long here in the T&J Show. And we want to wish you luck. I know you have a big life change coming up in a couple of weeks. You're adding a family member to your life. So good luck with that. And again, we appreciate you joining us all the time.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on all year.
Not a problem. Sean Harrington, thanks, buddy, and we will talk to you next year. How about that?
Sounds great.
Or later this year. That's what we'll do, later this year. All right, Sean, thanks, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Sean Harrington, Director of Basketball Operations at the University of Illinois. Very kind. He and Chester joined us this year, and I thought it added a lot to get their insight. I mean, like we joke about, Chester, he breaks down film. Who's going to know more?
Right.
Except for the coach maybe doing the scouting report. Who's going to know more than Chester?
Well, and these guys have been through the battles.
Sure.
They're around this team every day. They're part of the core of this team that maybe they don't get as much publicity,
right,
but they have a lot of insight, and they bring it to our show and our listeners, which is most important.
If just in case Sean's still listening, if you do have a chance to hit the driving range this week, you better do it, because pretty soon you're going to be a dad.
40 degrees on Friday,
well,
too.
And the weather, but when you're a dad, you're not going to have time for that.
Changing diapers.
Exactly. You better hit it now, like tomorrow. Now, actually, I'd leave now and go do it. Hey, Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is the Tay and Jay Show. Jeremy Warner is the Jay. Lante is the Tay. How about that? That's crazy.
We did a good job with that name, I guess.
I just thought of that.
It seems to be sticking. We haven't got, you know, since that first week, yeah, we haven't had a lot of negative feedback from that.
I agree. Everybody's kind of let it slide. Every once in a while, I get a little, yeah, I'm not so big on your name. I'm like, my name or the show name? I'm like, you want to go?
I'm not a fan of your name.
Oh, you, now
Lon
you want to go.
C. Tay.
Easy.
Seven letters, really? That's your whole
my
name?
My mom could be listening right now, and you do not want to make Jan mad.
I inquired about that when she was in the studio that one day. I'm like, really?
Well, I like his name. That's what she says.
God bless her.
You know the guy I like that is ready to get out of a car? That's Andrew Wilder from WCIA. Andrew, you're what, 8 hours into a little stretch from Tulsa home?
Oh, man, brutal. Ready to be out of the car, that's for sure. I think we're 7 hours in, about 7 hours in, definitely ready to be out. Just about to Effingham, so we're almost home.
Ah, good for you guys. But an enjoyable trip, I assume. Of course, it would have been really enjoyable, that drive home today, if they could have gotten a win yesterday.
You know, it would have been better if we could have just packed up from Tulsa and went straight down to Texas from there. Just a little extended stay type of thing. But, yeah, heading home a little early, as are the Illini. But, yeah, great trip for us, and they take care of the media well. We had a good time.
Andrew Wilder from WCIA joining us. And Andrew, I mean, what was the emotion like after that game, that Kansas game, especially with those four seniors?
Very emotional, as you can expect. You know, they're mature guys, though, as we've come to realize, especially over this last year. And when the cameras are in their face, it's hard to read anybody's emotion because it can go one way or the other. They tone it down or it's amplified. But they're all heartbroken, obviously. You never want to see it end like that. And especially the way it did, that game got so much hype, as it should have. And all eyes were on them. And they're the seniors. They're the ones that have taken the heat and enjoyed the successes over this year. And they wear it on their sleeves. And I think anyone who's watched them and followed them throughout the last 4 years definitely knows that.
And, Andrew, you're up close. Just break it down from your perspective. Was it just the physical nature of Kansas and just the athleticism of the Morris brothers that just overwhelmed them?
Absolutely. There's absolutely no question about that. The Morris brothers dominated that game from start to finish. And as Aaron and I were talking, Dimitri McKamey is his best when he's facilitating and when he can get to the basket. And he chooses not to do that sometimes, it seems. And then sometimes he does choose to do that. And the very few times that he did try and get to the basket yesterday, everybody crowded in on him. The Morris brothers attacked him. And he wasn't getting good looks to kick out. You know, he can drive in and draw all that attention and then find DJ or even Bill or anybody on the outside and get an open look at the basket. They were all over him the couple times he did try and drive, and the Morris brothers just absolutely dominated from start to finish. And how could you expect them not to, just based on size alone? Those guys are absolute monsters. They can step outside and shoot the three. They can put the ball on the floor and drive it if they want to. It was a difficult matchup for Mike and Mike yesterday.
Andrew Wilder from WCIA, he and Aaron Bennett were down in Tulsa covering the game. And, Andrew, at the end of the game, I'm sure you could notice it maybe from press row, but on TV they had a great shot of Mike Davis when he fouled out and came to the bench, grabbed a towel, and just became really emotional. And you really feel for him at that point. What was it like in that locker room afterwards? Were those guys really down on themselves after that game?
They were pretty down on themselves, and you feel bad, especially for Mike Davis. Right. We've seen the way that he's really turned it up in this last month. You can see it the way he's been playing. He's always had the swagger. There's never been any shortage of swagger for Mike Davis, but his stat line has really shown how hard he's worked over this last month. And Dimitri McKamey has always been pretty flat when a camera's in his face. He did put a little blame on himself, and you respect a guy who can take a little bit of blame. Dimitri said, you know, I did not play well, and because of that, the team as a whole suffered, as we knew that was going to be the case. If he played well, the team would fare well, and if he did not play well, then they were going to have a really, really tough time beating any team, especially a team the level of Kansas. So they were very disappointed and very upset, and I think Bill Cole, I don't know if that's surprising or not, seemed to be taking it the hardest out of all of them. Bill Cole has really had to try and win over these fans, as everyone knows, being as he's not the guy that has a stat line that stands out at the end of a game, and he has struggled down the stretch, and it's been hard for him to get the threes or get the good open looks or get the shots or even fall that he was getting there about midway through the season, and he really seemed to be taking it hard because for him, maybe the other three continue to play basketball, and that's probably not going to be the case for Bill Cole. So that was probably the last basketball game that Bill will play, at least at that level.
Yeah, tough way to go out. Talking with Andrew Wilder from WCIA. All right, Andrew, break it down for us, your analysis of the shake. Bruce Weber, Bill Self, what did you think?
To be honest, Jeremy, I didn't even see it. I was gearing up for the locker room and gearing up for the locker room shot, so I was not out there for the final buzzer. I went in with about 45 seconds left to get the camera ready for all the post-game stuff, but I can only imagine what that was like.
Did Bennett get a shot of it?
Bennett was probably – no, actually, he was joining me there for the last 45 seconds. They're asking about the handshake between Self and Weber. Aaron's driving right now, so I don't want to take his eyes off the road. I feel fear for my own safety if that happens. No, so we were actually both waiting by the locker room with about 36 to go. I mean, in there anyway with, you know, a few minutes left to play, Kansas had it pretty well in hand.
Well, I know that was the storyline that going into that game, but the storyline that kind of hung over this team the whole week was Jeremy Richmond. What was that like for you guys covering it? It seemed like they never came out and said anything, addressed anything with the media, and did that have any effect on the players?
They say that it didn't, but if it did, they would say that it didn't. So that's always going to be the case with any locker room issue or any type of thing like that, as has been the case seemingly on again, off again with Jeremy Richmond. And I think that the biggest question is not so much what he did, but why is he doing it, and why is he continuing to be a problem in the locker room? This isn't the first time in 1 year at Illinois that that Coach Weber and the staff have had to take disciplinary issues, and the question is why. I mean, obviously he's a very talented player. No one's questioning Jeremy Richmond's ability and what he can bring to the team, but as someone who even the seniors claim is such a vocal leader on the court, off the court, you know, he needs to get his head together and just realize that he's not bigger than the team, regardless of how talented he is, and he needs to contribute as a mature individual just as much as he needs to contribute as a facilitator on the floor. No one ever said, you know, there's rumors of what happened, maybe a fight, maybe an argument, something of that nature. But Jeremy Richmond he's just so talented, and you wanna be on his side, but it's hard to side with a guy who keeps distancing himself from everybody like that. And then the demeanor he takes with the media, Jeremy, I'm sure you've seen it. And maybe even some of the public has been able to pick up on it over the course of this year. He just has a demeanor about him that's rather unfriendly. And you wish he, you know, you have nothing wrong with a guy that takes his business seriously and appreciates what he does and works hard. But lighten up, man. You know, have fun out there. Be a friendly guy. Entertain people, you know. There's no telling what he did. We're probably never going to hear about it. We just hope that it stops happening and he just focuses on basketball and being a part of the team.
Andrew Wilder, WCIA, joining us now. And I've got one last question, Andrew. How about Weber after that game? What was his post game like? What was he like? You know, you've seen plenty of post games. Was he a guy that was really down on himself, or was he pretty proud of these guys for the hustle and effort?
Obviously he's disappointed, and you could read it on his face. He was disappointed in the way it finished, especially when they hung right there. They fought. You know, he could be angry and probably less sad, you could say, if they just got blown out and they were never even close and the guys didn't try, but they did. They played hard. They hung with it. They had it within reach. You know, we were talking throughout the game. They got it down to, I think, 2 at one point and then 3. But it was right around 4, 5, 6 points, it seemed like, for much of the game. Right. After the slow start, and then when Kansas finally broke it open at the end, they were right there. And those are always the hardest games to lose, when you feel like you could have won, and you feel like if one of those bizarre official calls would have went the other way, or if a couple of those shots had went in, or if the Morris brothers hadn't been jumping off buildings next door and making three-pointers from Kansas State, you know, maybe that it would have went their way. So he was emotional, but he was very appreciative of the seniors. You know, they've come a long way. And especially, you side with the relationship that he has with Dimitri McKamey, because that's been such a side story for the last 2, even 3 years, with Dimitri not being coachable and wanting to do his own thing, and Weber yelling at him and that whole thing. Is he too hard on McKamey? Is he not hard enough? Yada, yada.
And McCamey has said time and again, and Coach Weber has said time and again, that he wears the whole weight of the world on his shoulders sometimes. And he does for this program. When you're the star program, people, when you're the star of the program, people expect you to play well. They expect you to score points. They expect you to defend and to facilitate and get assists and other things. And when he doesn't do that, the team loses. And Coach Weber sided with him and was very grateful for what McCamey had done and the contributions that he's made over the last few years and the way he dedicated himself here, at least over the last 5 months. Coach Weber said after the game, you know, he looked back about 5 months ago when he had a conversation with Dimitri and asked him to commit to the team, you know, commit to being a better player. Dimitri, as we know, tested the NBA waters, as they say, over the summer, and all of the people there said, hey, you got to win. You want to be a player in the NBA? Go win games. And you could tell when we came in into this season, Dimitri had lost some weight. He was looking good. He was feeling good. He was wearing a smile. And you felt, you got the feeling that this was a guy who was taking his business seriously. But the Kansas game was the microcosm of the season, it seemed like. Just right there, but just couldn't finish it.
Exactly.
And falling short just a little bit. Couldn't win the big games, the games that you had to have. And Coach Weber definitely wore that on his sleeve. But he was grateful for these seniors. And he's optimistic, as he should be. There's a lot of talent. And we can argue whether or not there's going to be anyone that can run the point next year without McCamey. And that's probably going to be an argument all the way until next season end. But he's got a lot of talent coming back and a lot of talent coming in, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to be excited about with Illinois basketball over the next year and even 2 years.
All right, Andrew Wilder, I'm glad we could get you to Neoga at least. Get you closer. Closer
Thanks,
to home.
Guys.
Hey, buddy, we appreciate it. You and Aaron drive safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Andrew Wilder from WCIA. This is the Tanjay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.